The West Tennessee rail system shut down. Thanks for joining us again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
There's places where the rock's gone, the rail's gone, bridges are gone. It's in pretty bad shape all the way from Kenan to Jackson and then from Fulton down to Corinth.
Eric Partee, the manager of Farmers Grain of Trenton and Gibson County, says he and other farmers in much of West Tennessee are doing what everyone is, cleaning up after the flood. But one major concern is the direct impact those floodwaters have caused to the rail system that so many farmers and other businesses depend upon.
We ship corn, wheat, and beans by rail, and you know it can be 15 to 20 cents a bushel difference in the price and what we can offer versus what we could offer if we had to go strictly by truck. Of course, a lot of inputs come in by rail too, anhydrous, ammonium nitrate. Of course, it's not only the ag community. You've got other businesses, Ameristeel, Procter & Gamble, they depend on the rail also. So, you know, it's pretty widespread.
Eric Partee says while reconstruction has already started, there are numerous ruptures in the system that could take months to complete. And with wheat harvest fast approaching within a month and corn harvest set for August, there's a big concern over how fast the repairs come among farmers and the entire ag industry.
It's going to take a while and it's going to take money. I think a lot of them will be patched so that we can kind of get by for, you know, in the short term, but now they're going to have to be fixed. You've got 100-foot spans of bridges gone, and just thousands of tons of rock. The bed and rock bed is gone. So that's got to be fixed before anything can happen.
The damage to the West Tennessee rail system, just one more of the many devastating impacts this record flood has left behind. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.